Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I'm calling about my father. He's 75 years old, and he's having a lot of vascular problems. Okay. He's had 6 amputations, and every time he gets an amputation, his skin starts dying around the amputation, and I'll have to go and scrape it.
All right, well, now, obviously, does he have diabetes?
He has vascular disease, diabetes, and he's had heart failure.
What all has he changed? Has he made any major changes in his life? Talk to me a little bit about his lifestyle, what he does now. I mean, if he's losing, you know, the different, what has he lost limb-wise? Or talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Where is he at? Give me his status so I can get a good picture.
Okay. It started off with a toe, and it took his toe off, and
which
then it
toe?
Had to take, like,
which toe?
It was a middle toe, I believe, a middle toe. And then it spread. And then they had to take off 3 toes. And then they took off his ankle. And then they took up to his kneecap. And then it started down the other foot. And so far he's up to both above his knees right now.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there was anything I could do to help his skin grow back healthy.
Well, as far as his skin growing back healthy, there's not a lot you can do as far as this regard, because the challenge is that he's in a place where the diabetes is playing a pretty big role. He's got the devascularization due to the vascular disease, and he's had heart failure. So he's got a lot of chips against him. The one thing he can start doing more than anything is to change the way that he eats, watching the nutrition that he puts in his body. Supplements can be helpful. But, I mean, again, this is not going to create drastic change, but at least it can be some things that he can start working on. Because it's better to start at least working on some things that you know can help. But just know that things have already gotten to a pretty tough place. But I know what you're saying is you don't want it to get any worse, right? That's kind of what you're shooting for, is that you don't want it to get any worse. And so for the skin to become healthy, and for the skin to get better, you just have to start doing things like omega-3 fatty acids. You have to start working on those. Anything that supports skin health is going to be helpful. Silica is really great, and you can get all that sort of thing in a health food store. But as far as the nutrition goes, plenty of lean quality proteins, very important. I'd cut out any type of inflammatory type food that would hinder any type of digestion process, because as you do that, you're going to increase the body's ability to make good new healthy cells. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the key for him. Because even though he's in a tough spot, at least he can be proactive about his health. But obviously, if he has diabetes and he's struggling with getting over heart failure, those sorts of things, I mean, that is a challenge within itself. It is. But I would encourage you, as you're working with his physicians, to make sure that you come up with a good nutritional game plan. And that includes eating plenty of foods, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, cutting out the grains and the starches and whatnot. And some people would say, well, my gosh, he's already had portions of his limbs amputated. Let the guy eat whatever he wants to. And there are some people that have that attitude. I don't. Simply because I believe that our health is a gift, and whatever we do with our health is our gift of giving back at whatever stage in life we're in or whatever stage of a health challenge that we're in. You should never give up, and you should always come up with a game plan. Now, depending on what his doctors say, vitamin C has really good reputation for helping with skin, hair, and nails as well. If he's got to do supplements, make sure it's at least a natural-based supplement of some kind. And if you go to a good health food store, they can walk you through all that sort of thing. But silica or silicon, they make supplements like that. And for years, that's been known to produce healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, that sort of thing. And as he's getting blood work done in the middle of all this, as far as being his cheerleader in the middle of it all, the biggest thing I would focus on, if I were you, if this was me, is doing whatever exercise he can. You're thinking, well, he's lost both legs. Well, it doesn't matter. Because they make actual bikes that you can use with the arms, the upper body. They use a lot of times in strength and rotator cuff. They use a lot of times in physical therapy. You can go to a physical therapy based on a referral from his physician, and you can start doing some upper body exercise that will increase vascular flow if he can handle that. I don't know at what level he's at, if they would okay that or not. So those are the sort of things that you want to look into. And, you know, it's all about what can you do? Not what can't he do. Because at the end of the day, he needs to focus on every minute he has to be focused on increasing his health. Enjoying his life, but increasing his health. Because he still can. And you know, the challenge is, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's over. I've already had half of both legs amputated. And that's nothing to shrug off, but at the same time, the foods that he eats, the water, getting plenty of water during the day, increasing any form of exercise that he can to increase the cardiovascular output. Now, with heart failure, he can't do a lot of heavy exercise anyway, so that an upper body bike would probably be okay depending on what his physician says. It all depends. Making these choices makes a difference. And if you need some good websites to go to, you know, you can go to lifestyleresearch.org is a good website to get some help. Also, Mercola is a good website to check out. There are some good websites to get some information regarding that. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the best choices for him. And you helping him by getting information is good, but he has to make the changes. And that's what I would encourage him to do. There's not a silver bullet if you're asking me for skin growth. There are some things that can help, but it's more about coming up with an overall plan that will enable and empower his body to regenerate the good new healthy cells in the middle of what he's dealing with. And to fight the body and help do anything he can to help support the pancreas, to do anything he can regarding that will be his greatest help. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
My husband, his toenails are really thick and yellow and kind of flaky, and he's tried several over-the-counter treatments, and they don't really work. His latest thing is putting bleach on him, and it's sort of helping, but I just wondered if there was something else he should be doing.
Yeah, has he done any drug by his physician, like nystatin? Has he done any type of antifungal, anti-yeast?
No,
related
he has
medication.
Not.
So just over the counter, right?
Yeah.
Lamisil,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, those sort of things.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got two options, okay? Now, you can get pretty aggressive after the toenail fungus, which is what he has. It sounds like it anyway. You can get pretty aggressive. Nystatin is a really good medication. A lot of physicians will recommend, and it's a pretty short-based treatment, but it has great results to it for some people. The other is you can go more of a natural route for toenail fungus, and that involves using ionic silver, echinacea. There are some different components that will help with that as well. It's a lengthier process. I'll mention that to you in just a moment when we come out of this break. Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web. Also, Facebook and Twitter, both at the same address there. We were talking in the break with Erin. She was talking about her husband's toenails, you know, with toenail fungus, really, is what's going on. And they've tried some over-the-counter medications. They haven't really worked. And we were talking about going into something deeper. A lot of physicians will recommend something like nystatin, typically, if they want to go for yeast infection, potentially. And sometimes with fungal-related infections as well. So here's the deal. You can go that route. There's a natural route you can go to. There's some pretty good research on it and some results people have seen with echinacea and ionic silver. You soak it. Remember, any type of fungal type issue in the body, you have to tackle it typically from the outside as well as the inside, from the gut. Probiotics can be helpful too. There's some good research behind that. So those are some components that you might want to look into. But the ionic silver and echinacea, they actually put it in a warm liquid and you soak the toenail in it. And there's some different ways to look at that. And a lot of health food stores will have those kind of some instructions on how to do that and whatnot. But you've got to tackle from the inside too. And that, you know, that means getting the gut flora in a healthy state. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Probiotics are really, really beneficial. Using enzymes or a betaine hydrochloride when he's eating his meals can be very helpful too. But again, wormwood and black walnut are two from an internal perspective. In more of the natural world, if you want to look at more herbal formulas and all that, that can tend to be helpful. So you might want to look into that. There's been people that have said there's really good results with both of those. Just be careful when you look at those. Look at the brands and make sure you read the labels and all that sort of thing if you're going to do your own research. Because with black walnut, wormwood, those types of antifungal type herbal formulas, if you will. If you look at all the standard text on dosages and all that, you have to cycle those, they say, in a lot of the books, like the PDR guide, which is a standard guide, will tell you that it's better to cycle those. Like when I say that, it's taking 7 days on and 7 days off or 14 days on. You have to look at that. And again, the people in the health food stores will be able to guide you in that process. But if that doesn't work, if you want to go that natural route, if you're thinking about that, just keep this in mind. Again, I'm just the guy to give you information. So keep this in mind that if that doesn't work, there are medications that your primary care physician can give you that are not really, I mean, when you think about, I know everybody's worried about side effects, but they do work and they can knock things out fairly quickly. And you can kind of get back onto it. The toenail fungus can be a real challenge, and it can linger for a long time. Some people have a really, really tough time getting rid of that. So I hope that's helpful. Some of the natural things can work, and like I said, they work for some people, some they don't. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The memory of teens might be affected by binge drinking. Now, I know that teenagers don't drink. I know this is something that that they don't do. Of course, it's something that they do. It's widely known, binge drinking. Kids in college, it goes hand in hand. Well, they found now that it affects the brains of teenagers. A new study shows that the long hangover can wear off, but the binge drinking impairs the working spatial memory of teenagers. Girls especially are more vulnerable to these effects, they said. The spatial working memory is the ability to perceive the space around you, remember and work with this information to perform a certain task, such as using a map or playing sports or driving a car. And so one study found that female teenage heavy drinkers had less brain activation in several brain regions than female non-drinking teens when doing the same spatial task. So the researcher, Susan F. Tappert, acting chief of psychology at the VA San Diego Healthcare System, in a news release, said the differences in brain activity were linked to worse performance on other measures of attention and working memory ability. So this study was published in Alcoholism, which was a clinic and experimental research journal. But they said that heavy alcohol use could interrupt normal brain cell growth during adolescence, particularly in the frontal brain regions, which could interfere with the teen's ability to perform in school and sports and can have a long-lasting effect even months after the teen uses. And again, teens are drinking alcohol. We know that. It's one of the biggest points in life that kids or teenagers, later teens, hopefully, start drinking in the college years. And they get the hangovers and whatnot. And you know, learning that it does affect memory is challenging. Now, what it does affect is more so acetylcholine, which is our brain chemical, our number one brain chemical that affects memory. So, again, I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox about drinking alcohol and that sort of thing and getting hammered or drunk with all your buddies, but again, it does. It affects memory, and they're proving that. And there's no free lunch. Whatever you do that's harmful to the body in some aspect, there's consequences all the way, every time. So if you eat poorly over a long period of time and you get cancer in your 50s, you can't sit there and go, gee, I wonder how I got cancer. Or you can't sit there and go, I don't know how I had a heart attack at 45 when you've been eating horrible and you're 50 pounds overweight for the last 15 years. You just can't, you can't ask those questions. So if you drink all the time and then your memory starts to fade, or you smoke pot all the time and your memory starts to fade and you don't know why and you feel like I'm not as sharp as I was 2 years ago. Well, you got to think about that. It's, again, I had a great professor tell me one time there's no free lunch, and that's true. It's not. You will pay a price. So, and this is a great example. But again, the challenge is you can't tell teenagers it's going to affect. No one cares if it affects your memory. That's the challenging part. It's only after they get into their later 20s and 30s and they start getting these kind of issues that it becomes a challenge and it becomes something that they're overly concerned about. But memory can be enhanced if you build up acetylcholine in the body. So if you've gone through this, let me give you just an up on this, is that if you have gone through times of binge drinking, you feel like your memory is decreasing, a lot of things you can do to raise acetylcholine: eggs, fish, chicken, beef, and also the hard cheeses can raise acetylcholine levels, but also there's some supplements that can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine, very helpful. Lecithin can be helpful. Vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. All those can be very beneficial in your overall memory.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Think about different issues with your health. We talk about them on the show, all kinds of issues. But what about smelly feet? And smelly feet, they're saying in a new article, could it be a weapon against malaria? Now, if you've never been to a third world country and dealt with any type of infectious disease, such as malaria, then you haven't been to Africa, because it's one of the most challenging disease process that they have there. Matter of fact, most people get immunized from malaria when they build their defense against malaria before they go there. They'll take kind of like an immunization. It's medication that they'll take. And they'll take it for about 7 days before the trip, and of course then take it during the trip. And it tends to help build up an immune resistance to malaria itself. But the mosquito netting and the bug spray, which are common weapons in Africa to fight against malaria, but researchers now have identified another contender, smelly feet. So in a new project funded by the Gates Foundation, scientists will be able to use foot odor to lure disease-carrying mosquitoes to a trap where they will be poisoned, the Associated Press reported Thursday. So if successful, the project could lead to development of mosquito traps for widespread use outside the home. This agency said Dr. Fredos Okumuno, which is the director of research at Tanzania's Health Institute, said he combines 8 chemicals to replicate the musky scent of human feet. He told the news agency his customized scent attracts 4 times as many mosquitoes as humans, and the poison eradicates nearly all the flying insects. It was actually a Dutch scientist who discovered the mosquitoes' fondness for feet, he said. Interesting. So each year, more than 220 million new cases of malaria occurred worldwide and almost 800,000 deaths. I mean, that's a big deal. So, smelly feet, really? It's amazing the kind of issues that they're coming up with and the kind of information that they find. It's just interesting to me. All right, let's kick it off now and go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I had a question for you. Just curious to get your take on ionizers and drinking high alkaline water for your diet to help improve pH.
Okay. What is your question? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth it? Is it not?
Yeah. It seems to have made a big difference for my wife. She was struggling with sciatica, and I thought it was kind of voodoo science when I heard about it, and she started drinking 9.5 pH water. And within, I'd say, a week of starting to drink that water, she was off all prescription medication for her pain and her swelling in her leg, in her left leg.
Well, are you asking me, is it a bunch of bunk?
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think? She's off all the medications. What does that tell? I'm not being smart. I'm just saying, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems too simple to be true, I guess.
Okay. No, that's valid right there. All right, so here's the deal. We have a pH in our body. About 7.0 is neutral. If it gets below that, we're called acidic. And if we go above that, it's more alkaline. Now, the difference is you've got different types of water. You have spring water, which typically can have a lot of the inorganic minerals in it, which a lot of people, that's what they get most concerned about, is the inorganic minerals can build up in the body, causing issues like arthritis and deposits, mineral deposits within the body that can cause some issues, potentially leading to disease. Now, the other issue is when you go for more alkalinity in the body, typically when you're more alkaline, you're less susceptible to issues like cancer. But here's the other challenge, too. The body has a pretty strong mechanism, buffering mechanism, for the 7.0 that it shoots for. And with the different buffering mechanisms that it has, it's always going to shoot to be in equilibrium, meaning it's always going to shoot to be in balance. So the body's always fighting for that way, for that anyway. Now, the whole pH concept of eating foods and all that is beneficial. You can take yourself from being acidic into being more alkaline, or more alkaline into being more acidic, and it is possible to do that just barely up above it. Because if not, you're causing your body's going to be pulling, no matter where you go, your body's going to be using energy within the body, pulling from within the body to get back down to 7.0. 6.8 to 7.2, really the body's shooting for that range for the most part. 7.2 technically, in medical terms, 7.1 to 7.2 is really the better range. But from more of the natural alternative perspective, 6.8 to 7.2.
Okay, so would the best thing be to continue to test your saliva or something to see where your alkalinity is at?
You want to do first urine with the paper in the morning, first urine stream in the morning. That's going to give you a true read of where the person is. And 9 times out of 10, if you do the urine first thing in the morning on that pH paper, it's going to be acidic. A lot of people are. Now, when it becomes alkaline, then you're making some good progress. But so many people eat, their diets just don't have the right kind of foods in it, regardless of the water. The water will help, and that's why it's probably helped her. But again, your foods make as much a difference as the water does. But I think it's incredible that she's made those strides. But I hope that makes sense, because there's a lot of science in what she's doing, It's not just kind of hearsay or some marketing deal that is just somebody's out selling a big water and an ionizing water unit. It's not somebody hawking their stuff. There's a lot of good science to it. And a lot of the water we have, tap water, of course, but even a lot of the bottled water is garbage. It really is. And there's not a lot of regulation on it. So, I mean, distilled water is always a good one to go with. If you don't have one of those units, distilled water is always a good way to go because it's free of the inorganic minerals. And, I would encourage you, if she's wanting to go that route and she's been dealing with those medications for a long period of time, in addition to the water, make sure she's eating foods that will be more on the alkaline side. And there's too many for me to mention, just if you're wondering. There's plenty in my book. There's plenty in books out there that talk about pH. And there's a book called The pH Diet or something like that that's really beneficial. So you can check into that as well. But, yeah, I mean, I would encourage her because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You've already seen it work before your eyes. And I love hearing stories like that because, I mean, she's living better because of some natural choices that she's made. She took responsibility for her health. That's powerful. So drink the water. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, Facebook, and Twitter. But let's go now to Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up? How can I help?
I'm having problems with panic and anxiety attacks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's going on?
Yes. Well, I really don't know. I had these panic attacks, anxiety attacks back in 2001, and that it's, went away, and just all of a sudden, it just hit me all at once again.
Well,
I can't breathe, I'm smothering, and like I'm going to pass out, and then, of course, I get nauseated, sick, like I'm going to throw up and diarrhea and stuff, so I went to a doctor. I was on vacation in Gulf Shores, and so I went to the urgent care there. They did EKG, and it came back perfect, and so he told me to follow up with my doctor, so I did, so they put me on Zoloft and Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, what triggers anxiety attacks?
Well, the mechanism in the body that triggers the anxiety is a neurotransmitter that's called GABA. And when it gets low in the brain, then it triggers anxiety. So most of the medications like Xanax or any of the benzodiazepines, what they target is to raise GABA levels up, which causes you to chill out. Problem is those drugs are very addictive, and if you use them over and over for a long period of time, it takes more of the drug to get the same result, and that can be the challenging part. I am not a big fan of the benzos at all, not even for a moment. I mean, I'm just not a fan at all. Don't like them. Most physicians don't like them if you talk to them, and there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But the big trigger outside of that is more of emotional stress, meaning, just stuff going on in life. Have you had some things come up recently that have been tough or difficult?
No, that's what I'm, that's what I keep saying, it's depression, but I'm not depressed about anything. Everything was great. I mean, here I'm on vacation at the beach and it just hits me. I mean, it's all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, no stress at work, home, nothing.
Life is good, and you're just feeling all anxious, right?
I guess, just like a while ago, took a Xanax, and as soon as I take it, within 5 minutes, it just made me nauseated, sick at my stomach, because I'm having problems eating. I don't have an appetite now on this one. I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat.
How long has the not eating been going on?
The not eating's been going on ever since probably Thursday. Probably about Thursday.
And have you been throwing up at all?
I'm dry heaving. Now, I'm eating some, but not like I used to. Like today, I ate like a half a biscuit and then like 5 chicken nuggets and some Jell-O and some cornbread and milk.
Oh, my goodness. So, Candy, here's the deal. That would give me anxiety if I ate like that. I mean, you can't, eating like that would make anybody sick to their stomach. So let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll come out, and we're going to talk not just about anxiety, but we're going to talk about the role of nutrition and how it affects GABA levels in the brain. and we'll see if we can't connect the dots and put two and two together and maybe paint a picture. But I'll tell you this, the diet, nothing's going to change in your health. Nothing. I know you're on vacation, and I'm not trying to dampen the vacation. I hear you. You want to eat chicken nuggets? You go knock it out. But I'm going to have a little bit to say when we come out of this break, so hang tight.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
Hey, I had a question in regards to gluten. I was wondering if there's any way to know if you're intolerant to gluten, other than getting a blood test done at the hospital. And if I am gluten intolerant, is it okay to take barley powder or barley supplement, the green grass?
Well, you can. I mean, the barley supplements are okay. I mean, it's super green formulas, green food, green drinks. They're all fine. I mean, it just depends on what it's made from and the different products, because there's only four grains that don't have gluten in them: rice flour, hemp flour, buckwheat flour, and then also the buckwheat flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and the coconut flour. Those are the four. And so you got to look at the green drinks, what they're made out of, and making sure that they have the right ingredients. Of course, they can say gluten-free, but I would still check and see the grains that they were taken from at whatever level and whatever capacity they're made. Okay, the barley greens are really good. And the super green formulas are really good. The kelp that they use, a lot of those are really good. So, I mean, it just depends on the brand. Okay. Now, here's the key. With gluten, the anti-gliadin blood test is fairly accurate, but a lot of times it's really only taken for people to show if you're dealing with something like one of the major challenges. Like, I'm a big fan of this right here. I'm a big fan of doing food elimination, because if you're celiac or not is always the question people pose to me. They really do. They say, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I should be able to eat gluten. And it's kind of frustrating. I guess that's why I'm sitting here with you and talking about this, because gluten is, I think, from the research that I've done recently, especially in the last, I'd say, couple of years, I've really noticed a big trend in a lot of the research that's headed toward a lot of the brain chemistry, the ability for gluten to go in, cross the blood-brain barrier, and change DNA. And that's in someone that's only sensitive, not in someone that is intolerant, because there's a big difference. And what we're finding with gluten is everything from ADHD, meaning that it can lead to these types of conditions. ADHD, we're seeing that it can cause some major issues such as any of the brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar. You can see it with chronic inflammatory, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. You can see it with allergies. You can see it with environmental sensitivities, infections, Lyme's disease. You can see it a player in MS and Parkinson's. So, I mean, it is a major, major player with a lot of the health challenges that we're seeing today. And the challenges are pretty phenomenal. However, the victories that can come from just eliminating that out of your diet is unbelievable. And that's why you're seeing, even at all the grocery stores now, everything from your traditional grocery store down to, of course, the specialty ones like Green Life or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I mean, all of those have always had the gluten-free items. But you're seeing, even in a small little town, you're seeing gluten-free pop up. And not just because there's people with celiac. Okay, you're seeing that because they're catching on to the bandwagon. It is a major issue, and you're going to see that more healthcare practitioners, more physicians are going to start pushing people being gluten-free because of what it will do to your overall health, and it will impact you by avoiding it. And there's so many alternatives now. That's what the great thing for me is. I just, in the clinical setting for so long, we've gone gluten-free completely and have seen amazing results just from that one fact alone. And you can see really good results with it simply without a blood test to find out if you are, if you want to do that. You just eliminate the foods that have gluten in it. But here's the key. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to get out of the system. So you got to think about it. It comes in grains, yes, but it also is hidden in a lot of sauces. So you have to be really careful with the condiments and whatnot that you put on your foods, whether you go to a restaurant or you eat at home. But controlling that is a bear within itself, so it's a little bit challenging. You want to be careful with that. But if you want to go gluten-free, if you're looking at that, if you want to say, hey, I just want to see how I feel. I have yet, whether it was through my book that people have read, or it was through the massive amount of emails that we get through the radio show and television broadcasts that we do, whatever it is, I tend to get so much response from people that said, you know, Dr. Ace, I did this one thing. I eliminated gluten from my diet just from listening to you or from reading something you wrote. And my life was absolutely changed. Seriously. And it's not that I did anything. I'm just providing information. But when someone takes action for their own health and action for their own life, that's when everything changes. And that's the exciting part. The exciting part of this is to see someone go from being tired, being fatigued, being in a place where they don't feel like they're at optimal health, and making some small changes in their life to go to the next level. To me, that's what's exciting. To see someone go from where they are to where they need to be. And you know, that's what the show's all about. But gluten itself, the blood test is good. Sometimes it's not the best and most accurate. However, it's pretty powerful. And it's one of those aha moments that when you get it, and of course there's all kinds of books out on gluten now that I encourage you to read. Gluten for Dummies. I mean, there's all kinds of little booklets that's out. But once you get it, I mean, once you've done it, once you've gone gluten-free for 7.5 to 8 weeks, the way that you feel is unbelievable. Your energy levels go up. Your mental clarity. If you have allergy-type symptoms, how they go away. Digestive issues, gone. Bloating, gas. All those sorts of things. Joint pain. It sounds crazy, but it's true. And it works. Amazing. Thanks so much for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out. We'll be back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.